This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Brill Cain may be gone as Angola's warden, but he's far from forgotten as the Legislative Audit Advisory Council looked into allegations of his wrongdoing.
I think I've seen 8 or 9 times Warden Cain may have violated state law, may have violated the law, on and on. What is the next step?
New Orleans Senator Wesley Bishop asked Legislative Auditor Daryl Perpera.
Law requires me to submit it to both the district attorney, to the attorney general, and oftentimes to the U.S. attorney, depending on the situation. Those things have been done, and we are working with those individuals currently.
Cain allegedly housed and or fed his family members at Angola without reimbursement some 188 times. He also had state employees working on 5 of his personal properties, often while they were on the clock. Alexandria Senator Jay Luno is outraged.
Under no circumstances should an employee even be allowed to work at their supervisor's home on their time off or any other time. In fact, I believe that there should be rules in place that it's mandatory for employees to report things like this.
Monroe Representative Marcus Hunter had questions for Corrections Secretary Jimmy LeBlanc.
He was asked to step down, but he stayed on for 9 months. Is that correct?
Yeah, he was on leave.
Was he paid? Was it paid leave?
He was on leave, paid leave, yeah.
ERAT Representative Blake Miquez, who recently asked the legislative auditor to look into state police, an agency that's also under LeBlanc, commented.
It just seems like the state of Louisiana is starting to have a problem with officials that may have been in place for a long time, getting too big for their britches.
LeBlanc has served as secretary for over 9 years. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.